You're listening to Virginia Trioli on ABC Radio Melbourne.
That's the news that we heard this morning, that former Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Simon Overland, whose name has been mentioned frequently in dispatches in relation to the Lawyer X Royal Commission, has been sacked as the CEO of Melbourne's Whittlesea Council. It was the Whittlesea City Council's third chief executive to be sacked in 4 years. This is a council in crisis. Councillor Tom Joseph, who is a councillor with Whittlesea, joins you now. Councillor, good morning.
Good morning, Virginia.
Why was he sacked?
Well, unfortunately, I cannot give you the official reason given because it was marked confidential, but I can tell you I disagree with the decision. I voted against his sacking.
You voted against the sacking?
Yes, that's right.
Not all councillors were present for the vote, I understand.
That's right. Not all councillors were.
Did you have enough councillors there for a quorum?
There was enough councillors for a quorum. That's right. Yeah. I actually tried to move a resolution. Actually, my colleague moved a resolution.
I'm going to get you to slow down,
yep,
because otherwise it's hard to understand you. Just speak a bit more slowly.
Yep. So, ideally, this should have happened in the presence of the entire council. I tried to delay it, but obviously, I mean, the numbers work, and that motion was disallowed.
You can't tell me why he was sacked.
I can't, unfortunately.
It was clearly an interpersonal matter with some councillors, between him and some councillors and the culture of the council, yes?
Okay, I would say that Simon Overland was a great CEO. I mean, I personally saw no reason why he should be sacked. So I was really shocked when this motion was put to sack him.
I get that. But my question actually goes to, without getting you to tell me why, because you say that you can't, you say it's been marked confidential, and we'll get to the why of that in a moment. I'm asking for a general yes or no, that it was an interpersonal matter, that there are clearly councillors there whose behaviour he had a problem with. You've lost, what is it, three chief executives in 4 years. So there are some personality and some interpersonal problems there at the council, correct?
I would think so. I mean,
You would think so? You don't know?
No, I think so. If you look at, in 2018, Simon Overland had made a complaint about what a particular councillor bullying him.
Yes.
And there was a probity auditor report which came out, which actually exonerated him. And, you know, essentially, I would say that it is in the public record that there are some interpersonal issues between some councillors and Simon.
You've got a toxic council there. If you can't keep your chief executives, you've got a toxic council, correct?
I agree with you, Virginia. I call on the minister to appoint a commission and actually get rid of this council.
You'd like the government to tip everyone out of their chairs, to clear the council and to start again.
That is exactly right. I would call on the minister to sack the council and appoint administrators.
Are you the only one who's calling for this?
Well, I can only talk for myself, but I know that there are other councillors who would be wanting the same.
I know you can only talk for yourself, but from the conversations that you've had and your understandings, how many other councillors might agree with you this morning?
I would think at least four other councillors would agree with me.
Does that give you a majority view?
No, unfortunately not.
Who's the problem person here at the council?
Oh, I can't name names, unfortunately.
You could.
Not really. I mean, no, I can't, sorry.
This is what Simon Overland said back in November when he stood down. He said, interactions between councillors and between some councillors and my staff is not in keeping with contemporary requirements to ensure a safe and healthy workplace for all.
Yep.
That is bullying, as you say, but it's not councillor, it's councillors. He's saying plural, a number of people bullying or their behaviour unsafe for others at the workplace. Would you agree?
I would agree, but unfortunately, Simon has marked those matters confidential, so I cannot name names. But I can tell you...
Simon himself has marked them confidential.
That's right, in his capacity as the chief executive officer.
And is that the main reason why you can't give us more detail today?
No, that is. I mean, well, partly yes, because the last email circulated to us in this context, naming three councillors, it was marked confidential, and so was last night's meeting where he got sacked. That was also marked confidential. So unfortunately, under the Local Government Act, as you would know, I'll get in trouble if I make any
comment. Let me ask this without naming them. So those three councillors who had been named or suggested by Simon Overland, were they the ones who required last night's proceedings to be marked confidential as well?
I can't name names. But
no, I'm not asking you to name names, just numbers. Were they the ones who required it to be marked confidential last night?
The motion was moved by the mayor to mark it confidential, yes.
Sorry, say again, the motion was what?
The mayor actually moved the motion to mark it confidential.
Okay. Do you have criticisms of the mayor?
Of course I do. I mean, this is a disastrous move. In the introduction, you mentioned three CEOs in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one worth, of any quality is going to apply for a job as CEO in City of Fiddlesey if they're going to get sacked willy-nilly.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what is happening here. The CEO's role is to function under the Local Government Act, not to dance to the tune of certain councillors. And Simon was a CEO who had the capacity to stand up to people who wanted things done their way. And unfortunately, he had to pay a price.
Have you been in contact with Simon Overland? Have you heard from him recently yourself?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right, well, we'll see if the government heeds your call to tip everyone out of their chairs and to appoint an administrator instead. Councillor Tom Joseph, thank you.
Thank you.